from San Diego, California. This is the Frug Life Podcast, the show that teaches you how to save, invest, and earn money. Here's the host, Mr. Frugal himself, Ricky Hirsch.
Welcome to The Frug Life. Today, I have an interesting episode for you. As you might know, I sometimes do book reviews, and I've chosen to do a very interesting book review. I'll tell you about it in just a minute. I filmed this, or I recorded this, I should say, maybe even a year ago. And so, re-listening to it, I've noticed something, which is that, let me just leave it at that and say that there's something about the recording that I think is noteworthy. And let's see if you can guess it at the end. And I'll have a little outro bit too after this talking about it. So let's see if you can see what my what in the world I'm talking about. All right, I hope you enjoy the show. You'll see current version of me pretty soon. And I have a few quick little stories when you return. Welcome to The Frug Life. Today I wanted to talk about another book. And this is another book by Donald Trump. Yes, the former president. So this one is titled The Way to the Top. And let me just start by saying I don't particularly like this book. Maybe I've ruined the big surprise, but I will tell you why right now, which is that Donald Trump, this book isn't like really a book at all. It's really just a bunch of advice from a bunch of CEOs and important people, I guess, compiled into a book. So not really a book in a traditional sense. So let me give you an example. So here is the advice of Adam A. Aaron, chairman and CEO of Vail Resorts, Inc. As much as possible, deal only with good and honorable people. If you deal with good people, you won't need a contract. And if you are dealing with bad people, no contract can protect you. So in some ways, this is good advice, right? In a sense, I mean, it's important who you deal with, and no contract can protect you from bad people. Sure, that's fair. At the same time, just because you're dealing with an honest person doesn't mean you don't need a contract at all, right? A contract is a good way for two people to come to an agreement as to what they are agreeing to do with each other. And if there is a dispute later down the road, it's useful to refer to it to make sure everybody is in agreement. So for that reason, I kind of don't like that first half of the advice. But more to the point, the advice is pretty high level, right? Let me give another example. So here's another example by someone named Barbara G. Berger, the president of Food City Markets, Inc. And to summarize, they said they were talking about their father and how their father imparted this cautionary wisdom. The sun doesn't shine forever. While growth and expansion are always a priority, plans and preparation for major downturns and new competition can save a business in bad times. Now, I won't say that this is bad advice. I think it's good advice. But at the same time, it's kind of a truthism, right? That things aren't going to be good always. So in some ways, I don't really see the value of a lot of the advice, right? It's just kind of generic at times, kind of high level. You know, there's no substitute for hard work. Align your work with your values. Be who you are all the time. Imitate people you admire. Bet on people, not strategies. Put your decisions through rigorous analysis. Balance your accounts. Now, what I think would make the book better is if, in addition to just the principle, they shared a story or something like that that embodied that principle. Because really, I think that's how we learn, through stories and through narratives. You know, I might be able to have all the answers to the world and list them in a bullet point list, right? And nobody would pay attention because bullet points are boring. Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but I think there's truth to it. So yeah, The Way to the Top doesn't really have the charm that other Donald Trump books have. I'm sure you've heard of Art of the Deal, which is, you know, part biography of, or autobiography of Donald Trump. Or is it a biography since he has a ghostwriter? I don't know. And part just showing his day-to-day life. And then in his book, I think it's How to Become Rich, he also shares his day-to-day life, which is, you know, pretty interesting what he did at the time, day to day. And that book also had advice, his advice on, you know, becoming rich. I think all of Donald Trump's books are kind of misnamed, though, because, you know, Art of the Deal isn't really, it kind of implies that it's a book about how to make deals, and really it's more of a biography. And sure, Donald Trump makes deals, but I don't know. After reading the book, I'm not sure how to make deals like Donald Trump exactly. But getting back to The Way to the Top, I think the idea of the book is kind of intriguing, which is that Donald Trump got to sell a product that he didn't spend too much time working on. He got to network with a bunch of interesting people and make them feel important. And so for that reason, Donald Trump is kind of smart to write this book. And by write this book, I mean not write it at all. And perhaps there are insights to be gained from reading the book. Perhaps I'm reading it incorrectly. Maybe you just need to read one story or one, actually, I don't really even know what to call it, one page at a time. They're not always one page. Sometimes they're longer. But read one page and then ponder it and try to figure how you can apply it to yourself. So perhaps if you did it like that, you would find more value. But that's kind of a lot of work, and I just wanted to read a book and learn something. So call me lazy, but this one is kind of a pass. All right, let's take a quick break. Okay, welcome back. So if you couldn't guess it, here's the big reveal. I'm pretty sure the answer is I was holding the book at the time I recorded the podcast. And so you can hear me flipping through the pages and fumbling around with the book. So probably something I don't want to do. I mean, I do like referencing the book, but the microphone apparently picked up all of those rustling noises. So sorry about that. Hopefully you enjoyed the episode. Anyways, now the reason I haven't released this episode yet is nothing to do with Donald Trump. It has to do with the fact that the episode is only like five minutes long, which is just a little bit too short. And I guess I was looking for something else to share along with the episode, and I didn't find anything. But now I have two quick stories to share. So the first is, let's read my notes. Okay, yeah. So I have a document called Bob and Trump, and apparently I was going to write an article for my politics blog, which if you haven't seen my politics blog, I'll link it in the show notes, about Bob Filner and Donald Trump and what they have in common. So an interesting idea, one that I'm definitely not going to do. So I'm actually just going to throw this idea into the trash because I'm never going to get around to writing that. Interesting idea, past me though. So the next document I found within my Google Drive was an analysis regarding the 2016 election? Is that when Donald Trump was elected? Yeah, the 2016 election, presumably. I don't remember for sure. Anyways, apparently, though, I was talking about Bitcoin in this article that I probably never published because it looks pretty raw and it's only got like a few paragraphs in it. But in this article, though, I'm talking about how the price of Bitcoin at the time was $700. Can you believe that? $718, $740. And I thought that, let me read some of it. Amid election night last night, I noticed that the rise of Bitcoin was rising. I think I mean that, like, the price was increasing even more quickly. But it appears to have gone back down to $718 or so, compared to the $740 or so when I checked last night. Some analysts predicted a Trump win would cause a price increase for Bitcoin. The financial markets were not anticipating a Trump victory, which caused a bit of volatility in stock prices. It seems reasonable to assume the Bitcoin community was also unaware that Donald Trump would win the presidential election, and thus the news of Trump's victory should cause the price to alter, which it did. However, the price may not be staying. And then I link a CoinDesk article about it. And then the next part I talk about problems traditional currencies are experiencing, or at least were in, you know, 2016. I was talking about Zimbabwe and the currency they were using at the time, which is not the crazy currency that I have in my desk. I have a multi-million-dollar Zimbabwe note, which is kind of cool. I actually got it from a fellow podcaster.
I may even link their podcast in the show notes if I can find it. But yeah, I thought that was a fun little blast to the past.
With Bitcoin's, you know, current rise, thinking about $700 Bitcoin is a little crazy.
Anyways, hope you enjoyed today's kind of random episode of the show. I hope you have a great month. And as always, stay frugal.
Would you like to get... Now, would you enjoy getting a weekly email from me with my five big takeaways for the week? I call it my Five Bullet Thursday. Well, you need to sign up for the Frug Life newsletter. And actually, there's not five bullet points. And no, it's not weekly. I'm just poking fun at Tim Ferriss. Anyways, go to www.thefruglife.com and look for Join the Newsletter at the top. Otherwise, a link will be in the show notes.